Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. On the broadcast today, Elisa Cafferata, lobbyist for Planned Parenthood. That's in the headlines right now. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Helen Foley and Warren Hardy. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Ahern Rentals, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Pro Group Management.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome Elisa Cafferata, lobbyist with Planned Parenthood, back to the program. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks.
I heard you on KOH Radio with Dan Mason the other day,
right.
And it was very interesting because I think Dan came into it with a certain perspective at the very beginning, but by the end of the hour, common sense seemed to prevail.
I hope so. It's a little hard to tell sometimes when you're on the radio, but you know, this we're talking about the AB 405, which is the parental notification.
Correct.
For minors to get an abortion. I think most folks think at first blush, gee, that sounds like a good idea. You know, I have two daughters. I know I certainly want to know what's going on with them. But when you start to talk about, you know, the thing is these laws apply to everyone. And so it's not the young women who are going to talk to their parents, which 60 to 90% of young women do talk to a parent. It's that 10 plus percent that cannot talk to a parent, and there's always a good
reason.
For
what reason?
So there's several reasons. 12% of them, 12% of the students in our school systems are homeless. So they don't live with a parent. They may not have access to a parent. A parent may be in jail. The other one may be on drugs. A large percent of our kids are in foster care. Many of the young women who won't involve a parent are being abused, beaten, or molested by a parent, a step-parent, or a boyfriend. And certainly that's not the vast majority. The vast majority of parents are good and have these conversations with their daughters. Our concern has always been what happens with this law for that 10 or 15 or 20% that just can't.
Okay, is there a nose under the tent kind of, you know, the camel's nose under the tent kind of thing along here?
Absolutely. The proponents of this bill said this is absolutely not about restricting access to abortion, but there have been hundreds and hundreds of bills accessing not only women's access to abortion that's safe and legal, but also birth control and any number of other women's health care issues.
Isn't this settled law, though, in this country?
It's extremely settled law. If you asked most people before the session started what would your top 10 priorities for Nevada, abortion care would not be on there. In fact, there's a recent survey nationally that's been done that, asked people their opinions on this bill about abortion and the legal right to it. And folks, do as as the proponents of this bill say, people are divided half and half. If you have to pick a label, half the people will say pro-choice, half the people will say pro-life. But if you ask the question, do you think we should overturn Roe v. Wade and make abortion illegal, 67% of Americans say no, do not overturn it. It's settled law, leave it where it is. And then if you ask some more questions, if women decide to choose abortion care, 60 to 80% of people say it should be supportive, non-judgmental experience that is medically accurate, and that's where we should leave it.
Okay, now there is a judicial remedy, correct, in this?
Yes.
That if a child can't get a parent's permission, they could go to the court, but you have a problem with that.
We have a huge problem with it. Again, it sounds like a reasonable alternative, but imagine now you're a 17-year-old young woman, and you're being told you have to either notify a parent who may kick you out of the house or beat you up, or you can go talk to, let's face it, usually it's a male judge that you don't know. You're going to go to district court or family court, and you're going to explain all the details of your personal life, how you got in the situation that you're in, and why you don't want to talk to your parents. So one, you're taking the marginalized, traumatized young women and putting them in a really desperate situation. And it's a process that could take as much as 32 days to get through. And so these laws do not, in other states where they happen, they don't reduce the number of abortions. They don't increase the number of young women that talk to their parents, which is already most of them. What they do accomplish is they ensure that a lot more young women either wait until they're old enough. So if you're close enough to 18, you'll wait. And we see in Texas and Mississippi, we've seen 10 to 20% more young women having second trimester abortions. Even though it's a very safe procedure, the longer you wait, the more challenging it can be.
Now, the other side of this issue will say, well, at school, if you get that, want to get an aspirin, the parents have to, be involved.
Right. And as I pointed out to Dr. Hardy in the hearing.
Who will be here tomorrow, by the way.
Okay. Aspirin is actually contraindicated for children and teens who have fevers because it can cause Reye's syndrome. So, we want to have young women be able to get the health care that they need from health care professionals. We don't want to have them talking to a judge. And as one of the attorneys who's worked on this over the years in Nevada pointed out, young people don't have constitutional right to get their ears pierced or get tattoos, which are the other examples that we always get. But the right to safe and legal abortion care is a constitutionally protected right, and we need to make sure that we keep it in place, mostly to keep young women safe.
And isn't there an irony here that the conservatives who are pushing this bill would at the same time complain about the nanny state?
Oh, absolutely. It's the irony of sort of making government small enough to fit in your uterus is really sort of what we're seeing. And we're seeing it at the national level. They're expediting a 20-week abortion ban, which, again, no exceptions for women's health or extremely narrow exceptions for women's health, rape or incest. And it's all part of an effort to, sort of mobilize a certain part of the base with no regard for women's health, and that's always our concern.
All right, let's take a break with Elisa Caraparato when we come back.
Cowboys aren't born, they're made. Through hard work, long days, learning the ropes. Welcome to the Reno Rodeo.
Okay.
oldest, richest rodeo in the West, the Reno Rodeo.
Get your tickets today.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Elisa Cafferata. She's a lobbyist with Planned Parenthood. Let me ask you a question here. How available is access to abortion care in this state?
Nationally, we know that 80% of women live in counties that don't have abortion providers. Not the same is true in terms of percentages, but there are only abortion providers in Reno and Las Vegas in the state. So it is a bit of a challenge. And that's one of the concerns with AB 405 is young women who want to go through, say, the judicial bypass procedure, if they can't involve a parent, they're supposed to be guaranteed, confidentiality in the process. But as you know from our rural counties, you know, if a young woman shows up in a courthouse, it'd be almost impossible to guarantee her confidentiality. And if she's at risk for being, you know, beaten by her parents or thrown out of the house, we have no way to protect these young women.
You know, it's interesting, as you look at both the national presidential race on the Republican side and Republicans who are going to try to retain all the gains that they made in this last election cycle, mm-hmm. How is this going to affect their ability to bring the women's vote, which is so important, in the next campaign?
It's hugely important, and I've often said, I think, you know, the Republicans have a structural challenge in that to get through a primary for president, you have to be so conservative, and this has definitely become the litmus test now that, equal marriage rights are pretty much, we're on the verge of that in almost every state, which used to be the other litmus test. This is the only one that's left. But in reality, more voters are women. And when it comes to access to health care, again, you go back to the survey, 70% of Americans are like, leave it as it is. We don't want to see women's access to safe and legal abortion care, birth control, these issues eroded. And so I think it presents a huge, huge challenge for the Republican presidential candidate.
Well, and you are a Republican.
I am a Republican.
A very strong Republican family.
Yes.
Your grandmother.
My mother told me she'd signed the postcards in favor of this bill when we were together.
Your grandmother was Barbara Bukanovich, mm-hmm. and your mother is currently running the public information for Adam Laxalt.
Right.
What are the discussions like within your family?
Well, you know, it's interesting. My mom did say, you know, I signed my postcard asking my senator to vote for this. We got together this Memorial Day. But she has always said, you know, there's more Republicans like you than there are like me. And if you look at the record, you know, my grandmother and mother always voted. Anytime a bill came up, they were, you know, always down the line pro-life vote. And at the same time, they never once introduced a piece of legislation on this because they both said it's not a political issue. It's a personal issue. It should be between a woman and her doctor and any clergy or anyone else she wants to involve. But that's where it should be.
And if people want to go back and look at archived shows with both your mom and your grandmother on this program, they both said the same thing, that it's a personal issue, it's a religious issue, and they weren't going to bend on this. Where do you think we are with this bill? Do you think this bill is going to have enough votes in the Senate? It's getting a lot of publicity now because it's
that's going to
session.
Right.
But do you think there are enough votes in the Senate to get this through?
You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, again, if you go back to what are the top 10 issues in the state, this would not come up. And so while I think, you know, it got a hearing because the Senate, the Republicans have a commitment to hear pretty much all the bills that came to them, I just don't think that at the end of the process, even with all of the end games, there's any reason to pass this bill, which has so many challenges with it. So.
And I think politically, for those that wish to run for a U.S. Senate and to retain these offices, this is going to be very difficult for them to do that if they hand the Democrats this issue.
Right. I think so. And, you know, I think that you have to hand the Senate Republicans some credit for understanding that, you know, you can't take these extreme views on women's issues and have a successful career in this state, because Nevada really is and always has been a pro-choice state. We're chalk it up to libertarianism or our independence, but, you know, we're sort of the government doesn't need to be involved in this decision.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it on this issue, but will you stick around and join the pundits?
Absolutely.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Ahern Rentals, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Pro Group Management.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing, and thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Marshall Realty, featured home of the week. Our market is on fire right now, and home values are up dramatically. So if you want top dollar and massive exposure, call me today so we can have your home featured right here on TV.
Want fast and affordable internet? Switch to AT&T U-verse high-speed internet. Choose any internet speed up to 45 megs for $29.95 a month or less. Their best prices ever. Hi.
What? $29.95? Mm-hmm. That can't be right.
That does seem low.
It's right. Trust me.
Call now to choose any internet speed up to 45 megs for $29.95 a month or less for 12 months with qualifying service and a one-year price guarantee.
For just $29.95 a month or less, you can connect all your Wi-Fi devices at home and save on mobile data usage, all while using reliable, high-speed internet that works when and how you want it. I'm sorry, they're talking.
Oh, no,
you guys.
$29.95.
I spend more on coffee every month.
Right? Okay. That's exactly what I said.
Call now to choose any internet speed up to 45 megs for $29.95 a month or less for 12 months with qualifying service and a one-year price guarantee.
Call an AT&T expert to switch today. You guys are switching right now, aren't you?
Getting your home exposed on TV is creating so much activity that buyers and sellers have more options than ever before. Call me today if you want to have your home featured right here as our home of the week.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great power panel as always. Elisa is going to stay with us. And Helen Foley joins us, partner with Fess Foley Warren. And former state senator, and also Helen is a former state senator, and principal of the Hardy Consulting Group, Warren Hardy. Pleasure to have you all here. So I was mentioning in the break, Senator Patricia Farley. Did you want to talk about some of the leadership from women in the legislature?
It's been amazing this session, Sam. You know, the two women, two Republican women were elected to the Senate, Becky Harris and Patricia Farley. And in the old days, freshmen were quiet, they were deliberative, sat back, and listened until maybe the second session. These two women have just come right out and have done tremendous things. All session long, they've been very impressive.
Warren?
Doesn't surprise me. I mean, I met both of them, got to know both of them during the campaign, and they're both very bright, smart women doing a great job.
Alicia?
Oh, absolutely. And I think there are certainly some returning veterans. Teresa Benitez-Thompson's done provided some great leadership in the mining committees and some great questions. So I think we've got a lot of great women leaders.
And she's been showing great leadership in interviews now, because where in the past you could ask her a lot of questions and you wouldn't get a whole lot of answers. Now she comes out and tells you exactly what's on her mind, which is great. I have to touch on this because I think it's a big deal. Dina Titus saying that she's not going to run for United States Senate and stay in District 1. What are your thoughts on this?
I love Dina Titus. I think she's doing a tremendous job. She has just really stepped out on veterans issues, senior issues, immigration issues. That congressional seat is very safe for a Democrat. She's tried it before for statewide office, had some trouble. I'm really pleased that she's going to be reelected.
Harry Reid must be delighted. And he was the first person to put out a press release after her announcement.
Yeah, he got behind his candidate very early. But I agree with Helen. I mean, I think it's I think very highly of Congresswoman Titus, but I think it's good for Nevada that she stay there and build seniority in a very safe seat. We need, with losing Senator Reid this time, we need to start building some seniority again.
And I'm sure she looked at the Shelley Berkeley race and said, you know, in the end, this is not worth the fight.
Well, and it's, you know, you look at those Senate races, and even the congressional races are incredibly expensive compared to what they used to be. And this one is going to be a very expensive race. Although I think that it's important for both parties down the road is, you know, clearing the deck sometimes means you don't have the candidates who have run the hard campaign. So I think it makes eminent sense, and we're thrilled to have Congresswoman Titus stay in Congress. But sometimes you got to learn to do the tough campaigns too.
I did think, though, it was an irony that in the press release I talked about it being a $15 million campaign. I think it's going to be at least $30 million aside in the Senate race, and then probably an equal amount coming in from third parties. Do you not?
Oh, third parties, out-of-state contributors, is going to be tremendous. I've got very high hopes for former Attorney General Catherine Cortez Masto. She did an excellent job while she served in office, and she'll be a great campaigner.
I think Brian Krolicki would disagree with you on that. I want to change the topic here. The tobacco hike. There are a lot of people now kind of saying, you know, there's a lot of poor people who smoke, and this $1 increase in the price of cigarettes when they're already so high is really a punishment on the poor. At the same time, we want to make money off the tobacco taxes. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's part of the global discussion that's going on over there, when we don't really know what the final tax package is going to look like. So we don't know who's going to get hit and how much. And so it's, you know, looking at things individually is difficult at this point. You need to have a holistic look at what the tax proposals are going to be. We know what's being proposed. We don't know what ultimately.
But I'm asking
be.
About the fairness.
Well, you know, there's a school of thought that's a sin tax, and it's something that you don't really need, and that's sort of where that whole concept comes from. $1 a pack is a pretty significant hike, but I think where that comes from, it's discretionary use.
Alyssa?
The great thing about, you know, I worked on this several sessions ago, that what happens, we know, when you raise the tax on cigarettes is that it becomes less attractive to young people. So it actually decreases the number of teens that take up smoking, which is a great thing. And then adults who are addicted, they pretty much stick with it. So there's some other policy considerations that that would make that a positive, I think, for the state, because it translates to savings down the road in terms of health care.
Tobacco is the root of so many health problems in our country, and I wouldn't mind having a $5 tax on them. I would like to get rid of people smoking tobacco. It's terrible, and if it costs more and they can't afford it, maybe they'll quit. But unfortunately, nicotine is more addictive than heroin. It's a terrible, terrible thing. So I don't care how much they tax it. They couldn't tax it too high for me.
Okay, but, you know, I've got friends who already get cigarettes from Uzbekistan because the taxes are so much lower there to actually pay them to ship them over to this country. The tribes will sell a lot more cigarettes because they will not have to pay the taxes and all the revenue will go
but
to the tribes.
But the tribes match the tax rate in the state because they can keep it. So they've always done that in Nevada. So, I don't
tax
know about
another country. Well, some people are really good schemers.
Inventive. There's always going to be a few of those.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds. You want to talk about prevailing wage and where we are with that at this point in time?
Yeah, that's going to end up part, I think, of the end game discussions. There's a desire by the Democrats to put schools back in. You know, we exempted schools from prevailing wage early in the session. I think most Republicans believe there needs to be some fairly significant comprehensive reform before they'd be willing to do that. So those negotiations are ongoing.
Okay, quick yes or no. Are we going to get out in time?
No.
Warren?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Okay, 2-1. We'll see. Ellen's usually right, by the way. We'll be right back on the Newsmakers after this timeout.
This is the ticket that gets you into the game, that gets you into an unforgettable world of food and fun and family and friends. This is Ace Ball. This is everything memories are made of. For tickets, visit RenoAces.com, where memories start at just $8.
I've been working in Nevada solar industry for about 2 years now, and I've had a good view of an industry that leads our nation. Nevada added 3,500 solar jobs last year because the people like having the choice to go solar, no matter what NV Energy says. Politicians in Carson City are caving to pressure and will force this industry to shut down at the end of the month. My crew and thousands of others will lose their jobs, and you'll lose your right to go solar. Tell state politicians to support your rights at AllianceForSolarChoice.com.
Your destination for the finest Mexican food in Northern Nevada is La Posada Real in Reno and Carson City. Family-owned and operated, La Posada Real offers royal accommodations and undeniably the best-tasting Mexican cuisine this side of any border. La Posada Real is the place to meet family and friends for great food, great times, and world-famous margaritas. La Posada Real in Reno at Longley and McCarran, and now in Carson City at Retail Drive and College Parkway in the Walmart Shopping Center.
If you're looking for a car that drives you and takes the wheel right from your very hands, this isn't that car. The first and only car with direct adaptive steering, the 328 horsepower Q50 from Infiniti. Lease the Infiniti Q50 for $309 a month. Visit your local Infiniti retailer.
This is the game that thrills the crowd, that creates the energy, that fuels the fun that you and your team will never forget. This is Ace Ball. This is everything memories are made of. For tickets, visit RenoAces.com, where memories start at just $8.
On our next broadcast from Carson City, Senator and Dr. Joe Hardy. We'll see you then.